the Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo. Title Over Black reads, Disney Presents. Fade up from black. A woman walks her two collies past a large gated mansion. An old pickup truck sits in the driveway next to an ornate fountain. A title over picture reads, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3, Viva La Fiesta. In the backyard, three chihuahuas dressed as mariachis stand on their hind legs and play instruments.
This is the epic story of one noble Chihuahua warrior named Puppy.
Hey, boss, what about Chloe?
Oh, right, okay. This is the epic story of two noble Chihuahuas, Puppy and the love of his life, Chloe.
What about Uncle Pedro and the pups?
Yes, okay. This is the story of a whole family of Chihuahuas.
Okay.
It is a tale of bravery, treachery, compassion.
Peanut butter,
and love.
Poppy awakes and uses paw to turn off the alarm clock.
Oh, no, Mr. President, it's an honor meeting you. But I have to get the pups ready for school.
Keep dreaming, mi amor. Poppy will take care of everything.
He leaves Chloe in bed with her pink sleeping mask and grabs a toy off the floor.
This goes in the toy pile.
Poppy reaches his paw into a jar of peanut butter, then makes a paw print on a plate with a croissant.
Voila!
Poppy pushes the plate along the floor with his nose, then runs towards the puppies, all asleep in their doggy beds.
Good morning! Rise and shine! Up we go! The early dog gets the bone! Buenos dias! Let's go!
Dad.
You're up!
A large pile of stuffed animals begins to shake. Pedro, a black and white pit bull, emerges.
Peanut butter.
He devours the croissant.
Flaky.
Poppy, have I mentioned lately how much I love you?
Mi corazón. You are my moon, my stars, my squeaky chew toy of love.
Oh. Gross. We're right here, you know.
All right. Who's ready for school?
Please tell me this won't involve dirt or bones. I just had my paws done.
You're a dog. Dirt and bones is 90% of our day. Huh? Listen, where I'm from, they say anything worth doing requires getting a little dirt under the paw nails. Now, come on. We got a great lesson today.
Last one out has to lick a cat.
Yeah.
Cats are weird.
I'm no cat licker.
You'll be licking a cat.
I'm not licking a cat.
Ow!
Stupid door.
Okay, that was Pep, Ali, Lala, Poppy Jr. Wait a minute. Rosa?
She pops out of a box.
Where is he? Squeaks, I gotta find him.
No, not here. Where are you?
Vamos, Rosita. Unless you want to be coughing up fur balls, I'd shake a tail.
But I can't find Squeaks. I buried him during the scavenger hunt, and now he's gone.
Ah, I see. You wouldn't happen to mean this handsome squirrel?
She runs up and snatches the toy.
Forgetting something?
She drops the toy, runs over to Poppy, and licks his cheek.
Thanks, Dad.
Poppy watches as she grabs the toy and jumps out of the doggy door. Rachel reaches over and turns off the alarm clock next to a wedding picture of her and Sam. She smiles as Sam snores in the bed next to her. As she makes her way down the hall, she steps on a dog toy. Outside.
Gross! It smells like pee.
I smell Uncle Pedro?
Aha! You see, mis hijos. Long before humans communicated with each other through small electronic devices, dogs had a simpler, more effective means of communication. Pee mail.
Huh? Pee mail?
Let's see. Single male pit bull, Six, seeks a wet nose with a warm heart. If you like peanut butter coladas and off-leash walks in the rain, bro, are you on straight eight?
P-Harmony.
Pups, this message was from Uncle Pedro. Now, what did we learn today?
Uncle Pedro needs a girlfriend?
This is just embarrassing.
In the kitchen.
Do I smell churros for breakfast?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to try a new recipe. Don't get used to it.
They look amazing. Thank you. Yo, Rach, now that you finished school, I don't feel right relying on Aunt Viv so much. And that probably means getting her own place.
I just want it to be the right place.
Check this out.
He spins the laptop toward her.
Oh, the Langham Huntington Pasadena seeks candidates for the following positions. Landscape designer, Sam, you'd be perfect.
Keep scrolling.
Experienced sous chef. At the Royce. No way.
Keep reading. That's the best part.
Okay. We get to live at the hotel? We get to live at the hotel? Oh, my gosh. Honey, it'd be perfect.
No, there's just one little thing.
What?
Well, we gotta land the jobs first.
Yeah. Minor detail.
Later, dogs play with their owners outside a stately hotel with finely manicured grounds. Inside, marble dog statues adorn an ornate lobby. Poppy and Chloe read a sign on a coffee table.
Vita amor stemma.
Huh?
It's Latin.
I'm Latin.
It means life, love, pedigree. This place is a dream. I hope Rachel and Sam do well. Our pups would love it here. They have the poshest doggy day school in the city.
Whoa, hold up. Doggy day school?
I know you love teaching the pups, but I mean, the pups always seem to get straight A's. Do you grade on a curve?
Baby, I grade on the curb. I teach them street school.
I know you're a great teacher. It's just, you know how I feel about homeschooling.
Homeschooling? You know what happens when you send pups off to those day schools? Pup pressure and ticks and tail piercings.
That's actually a common misconception. Welcome to the Langham, where we're all bark and no bite. And that's okay. I run our award-winning certified canine academy with Jenny over here. The name's Oscar. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is Poppy.
No way! Chloe Winthrop Ash?
Cortez.
Oh, what a little cutie Rudy. Hi!
Who are you calling widow, lady?
Oscar, let's go set up the welcome bowls. Gotta make sure our pups fuel up for a full day of learning and fun!
Woo! Jenny!
Oh, Miss Brickhouse.
So what do you teach at this school anyway? You cover hydrant awareness? Doorbell barking? Do you even teach basic bone burial?
Don't worry about it, little dude. I got it all covered. High four, bro.
I'm not your bro, dude.
No problemo.
Oscar runs off. Sam and Rachel walk up.
Thank you for your interest in the Langham Huntington Pasadena. Please don't call, text, or email us. We'll call, text, or email you.
Well, thank you for your time. Poppy, Chloe, come on, let's go.
Excuse me. That's your dog?
Oh, I'm sorry. The lady on the phone said it was okay if we brought them.
Please, don't apologize. You see, we've had a little trouble with business ever since the Montague opened up down the street.
Montague? Remember, Rach, that was the place I was telling you about with the incredible gardens that were... How unsightly they are. Total eyesore.
Right.
We're in the midst of making the Langham the luxury dog destination. But we need a dog to be the face of our hotel.
Hello.
A dog who will attract those well-heeled jet-setters and their canine companions.
I like this guy.
A dog with style.
Yep.
A dog with grace.
Hey, when you got it, you got it.
Chloe Winthrop Ash.
Cortez.
We need her to make appearances. Spa treatments, grooming service, lounging by the dog pool.
A paid socialite. Mm. That sounds right up Chloe's alley.
Brilliant. When can she start?
Sir, it is your lucky day because we can all start tomorrow.
Okay. You've got yourself a deal.
Great.
All right.
Great.
Right this way to fill out your paperwork.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Tomorrow. But I had a great food safety lesson planned for the pups. I was gonna teach them the 5-day rule.
I know this is a big change, but trust me, the pups are in good hands. Oscar and Jenny seem great.
Great? Have you been drinking toilet water? Those two are loco. Look at them.
She makes balloon animals.
There you go. It's a dog.
High four. Give me some paw.
Poppy, we raised 5 very bright pups. And whatever comes their way, I know they'll be ready to face it.
What if I'm not ready?
Poppy stands alone in the lobby, leader at the mansion.
Okay, everyone, it's time for bed. You'll need lots of rest before your first day.
Rosa, is something wrong?
She's been like this all day.
Can you blame her? I mean, our first day of school.
I didn't mean that, Mom. I just meant real school.
I know what you mean, Pep. Now get some sleep. Tomorrow's a big day.
Poppy watches from the hallway. The next morning, outside the hotel, a Great Dane dressed as a bellhop pushes the puppies on a luggage trolley past expensive cars.
Go
faster!
Go
faster!
Feel the wind in my fur!
Go faster! Go
faster!
Go
faster!
Go
faster!
Sam and Rachel unload their bags.
I don't know, Rach. Think we brought enough stuff?
To what room shall I take these?
Room
318.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let's be on our best behavior, shall we? We're hosting a VIP just above your room in the presidential suite. Amelia James, editor-in-chief of James Leisure, in town for our garden gala, the party of the year. But you didn't hear any of this from me.
Not to worry about us, sir.
Oh, really? Am I correct in presuming that the pups currently go-karting in the lobby belong to you?
That would be Ali, Lala, Pep, Rosa, and Papa Junior.
And you, of course, know Chloe.
Oh, welcome back, Chloe.
And you know Poppy.
Yes, Poppy.
And last but not least, there's Pedro.
Hold it, bro. Resist! No, don't! Oh.
He smiles big, baring his teeth.
It's Pedro. Is he, he's definitely part of the family, too?
Definitely. I'm sure you understand, sir, your family must live here.
Well, I can't say that they do, or that I have any family to speak of.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to presume that you did.
Well, no, work keeps me so busy, I hardly even notice the long, lonely nights.
I'm sorry, that must be tough.
Only in days that end in Y.
Hey, great suit. Mm-hmm. I really love the handkerchief thing you got going on there.
It's Hermes.
It's amazing.
Aye, Sam.
Shall we?
Yes.
Sam and Rachel enter their room and marvel at it. Chloe, Poppy, Pedro, and the puppies run in behind them.
Ooh. Impressive.
Whoa, this is ours?
Awesome.
This is great. Whoa. I get this couch.
I get this one.
Check out this
place is great.
What are we waiting for?
Rachel twirls, throwing herself on the bed.
Mr. Cortez, I'm afraid the only thing we have to offer you this evening is our Michelin star 6-course tasting menu. Oh, and I hope you don't mind, but it's all absolutely free.
Oh, that should be all right, Mrs. Cortez. I just have to check with Lester, my assistant.
You get an assistant?
I get an assistant.
yeah. Oh, honey, do you think we could check out one of these tango classes in the dance studio?
Anytime your heart desires.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, the Langham. You know, I hear they have a whole closet dedicated exclusively to peanut butter.
Really?
Wow.
No way.
Is that really true?
They've got one shelf for chunky, one for creamy, one for sort of creamy, but also a little chunky, one for all natural. But no one ever eats those. Too hard to stir.
Poppy notices Rosa sitting by herself with a toy.
What's wrong, mija? First day of school jitters? You know, I wasn't always the brave chihuahua you see before you today. I'm scared of lots of things.
Mom?
No, not Mom.
Who packs this?
Well, yeah, sometimes Mom. But the point is, it's okay to be afraid. And remember, Rosa, there's nothing wrong with being different.
Different is just a nice way of saying runt.
Ah, but you're not just different. You're special. Too special to be like everyone else.
Hey, Poppy. This is in a box marked Do Not Open. Where do you want it?
Yeah, just leave it right there. Thanks.
You were on Dancing with the Stars?
I wasn't on Dancing with the Stars. I was a chambelán, part of an honor court at a friend's quinceañera.
Is that like a sweet 16 or something?
It's better. A quinceañera is a very special celebration. See, on her 15th birthday, a quince steps out from beneath the watchful eye of sus padres to stand on her own four paws.
Who else's paws would she stand on?
Let me rephrase. You see, pups spend years learning. They're told what to wear, when to sit, and when to heel.
Tell me about it.
But then one day, the pup, she stops relying on all those lessons.
What does she rely on then?
Her heart, mi hija. Someday, you too will become a quince.
Later, a man swims by in the pool. A golden retriever swims in the opposite direction. A high angle shows people enjoying the pool. Pedro lays in a small cabana. Poppy is dressed in a wetsuit, scuba tank, and goggles.
Phillip's head. I'm gonna need a Phillip's head. Hey, I don't even know how to use a Phillip's head.
I'm no expert, but I don't think you need a screwdriver to go scuba diving.
This is not a leisure trip. It's a safety inspection. Oscar may be their teacher, but I'm still their father, and it's my job to make sure my pups are safe. Keep an eye on the filter. I have to go check on Chloe. They make these things so tight. I'm chafing.
Yes, Chloe, yes. What can you growl like a wolf, huh?
Oh, yes.
I think you are part wolf. Now make me love it. Now make me hate it. Now make me confused, but I can't look away.
Now give me... Somebody put something in my bowl and I don't know what that is.
Chloe poses on a gold couch by the pool as a photographer snaps photos.
Mi amor, how was your first day on the job? Are you too hot? Too cold? Are they giving you regular water breaks?
Okay, now what is this?
Sweetie, they're taking good care of me.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, you know there are some beautiful off-leash trails here. I thought maybe tomorrow we could take a romantic hike. You, me, some kibbles.
Oh, that sounds fun, honey, but I can't. I have a ribbon-biting ceremony for the new boutique.
Right. Okay. Another time.
Hey, Chica. Great scarf. Bark Jacobs?
Poochie, actually.
Loves it.
Careful, pool boy.
Poppy.
What?
Oh, this is interesting.
I was just telling him to be careful. It's the polite thing to do around a pool. Hey, Pedro, be careful.
Thanks, Poppy.
See? So, wonder how the pups are doing.
Several puppies run past a sign that reads, Doggy Daycare. Several dogs lay in private doghouses and one sits near his personal red fire hydrant. Several others run through tunnels, chase balls, romp and play. Jenny approaches, a big smile on her face.
Who's ready for a super duper day?
Poppy watches from the bushes.
Today we're going to learn how to lay on floaty rafts without getting our paws all wet and icky.
But Dad always tells us to jump right in.
Shh, Poppy Jr., Dad's not our teacher anymore.
Okay, everyone, find a partner. We're going to follow Oscar to the pool.
Poppy tiptoes through the grass.
Little Rosa, remember you have to wear your swimmies at all times.
I can use my doggy paddle.
You don't know how to doggy paddle?
You will be my swimming partner?
Rosa wears pink goggles and floaties on her arms. She walks toward a terrier puppy sitting alone.
Hi, I'm Rosa. Nice to meet you.
Oh, look at the little puppykins and the little swimmies.
Rosa runs off as the bigger dogs laugh.
Rosa, wait up!
Pep grabs a hold of the offending dog's bathing suit and stretches it as far back as she can.
What is wrong with you?
That's just what you get when you mess with our sister.
Or wear spandex.
Later, Rachel enters the hotel restaurant in her chef coat.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel. Hi, I work here too.
Hi. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. What is that? Salmon? Yeah. Salmon? No, do it again. That looks more like salmonella. Allez, hey, in the corner. Allez, les enfants, on y va. Allez, hop. Allez, c'est parti, mon kiki. Ah, you. There you are. Ah, the dishes are overflowing. Allez, hop, zoom, hop.
The dishes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Actually, it's me, Rachel. Cortez?
Yeah, Rachel Cortez.
You new sous chef?
Yeah.
Anyway, Chef Didier, it is such a pleasure to meet you, and I am such a huge fan of your truffle gnocchi.
What is it you're saying? I cannot hear you. All I can hear is the sound of the dishes not being done. Allez, zoom, up.
She sees a massive pile of dishes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you waiting for an invitation? Huh?
There must be some confusion because I...
No, make it shine or your goose is cooked. Your goose is cooked. Oh, it has a nice ring to it. It has a poetic but firm. Why is she staring at me? Hey, oh. Are you staring at me? Are you staring at Chef Didier? The Chef Didier?
Oh, no.
Allez, au boulot! Après, hop, hop, zoom! Allez, vas-y!
He throws a bowl of herbs in her face.
Allez, au boulot! On y va! Oh, so rude! So rude! No manners! These young people nowadays.
I'm not rude.
I'm frank. Not I'm Didier, but I'm frank, you know, like direct.
She was staring at me.
Don't stare at me. Don't stare at me.
Outside, Sam wears a khaki landscaping uniform and carries a shovel toward the hotel garden. He tours the overgrown grounds. A man in a similar uniform sleeps on a bench nearby.
Hey! You must be Sam, right?
Yes.
I'm Lester. Welcome to the team.
Boss. Wow. Looks like we got our work cut out for us, huh?
Yeah, sure do.
Mind grabbing that shovel? Better start digging.
Ooh, I would love to, but I can't. Carpal tunnel?
You have carpal tunnel syndrome?
No, thank goodness. Have you had it?
I know.
It's bad. You do not want to get it. Don't get caught in the tunnel. The carpal tunnel. No. Hey, great to meet you. Really, really good.
Lester.
Yeah.
What about these plants? They're not just gonna trim themselves.
They're not? I like the plants. It's kind of part of my overgrown style I'm developing.
Huh?
It's more of an organic where the plants just become themselves and they live in their own truth.
Poppy. Oh, I've never been happier to see you. Do you think you can give me a hand?
Hey, you don't have to ask this chihuahua twice. Oscar, where's he going? Who's with the pups? Sam, will you excuse me for 1 second? I'll be right back.
Poppy leaps over a hedge and sprints across the lawn.
What is this place?
He wanders towards a path through the hedge.
Oscar? Hello?
He comes upon a green wood fence in a clearing. A large dog pulls a freezer waffle out of the trash.
What's going on back here? Hey, what's that gate lead to? You all right, man?
Hey, skedaddle. I thought I told you not to come around here.
Oscar, what is going on?
Poppy! Hola, amigo. Don't mind him. That's just Arnie, a resident stray.
What's his deal?
Poor fella's a mute. So, what brings you around these parts? You, come here often?
I'm working. Shouldn't you be doing the same? Whoa, wait. Was that Jenny? Who's watching the pups?
What? No. That wasn't Jenny. I know Jenny.
Then who was it?
Who was who? Who are any of us, really?
Yeah, okay, right. Listen, I'm gonna get back to work. I suggest you do the same.
Poppy runs back through the hedge and finds Arnie holding a branch in his mouth.
Oh, hey, listen. I don't trust that Oscar guy. You see anything strange going on back here, give me a bark, okay? Hey, nice carving. You got skills, man. Who's it of?
A carving of a woman's face is seen on the branch.
You trying to tell me something? All right. Good talk.
In the room, Chloe uncovers tiny silver dishes.
Okay. Quinoa frittata with heirloom kibble egg radoux.
That looks delicious.
Mama, look at me. Please.
Who ordered theirs with a side of peanut butter.
Oh,
Chloe, we need to talk. There's something fishy about Jenny and Oscar. They're... Kennel cough!
Gee, I sure hope I'm well enough to go back to school tomorrow.
We need to get you to the vet!
Whoa, the vet? I'm suddenly feeling much better.
All right, the only thing I want you coughing up is the truth.
Mom, please. I don't want to go back to school.
Rosa, school can be fun.
Not if you're the runt of the litter. That's the worst thing to be in a litter.
Hey, no one calls my little girl a runt.
I don't want to be a little anything. I want to be a kinsei. I'm almost 15.
15?
15? What? I'm 2.
What are you talking about?
In dog years.
What's a kinsei?
It sounds like one of Dad's weird Mexican holidays.
What about our sweet 16?
Sweet 16? Who said anything about a sweet 16? Quinceañeras are the coolest.
I don't know about that.
I think I want the sweet 16. But what a Dad?
Yes, my little Rosita?
I want a quinceañera.
Well, lucky you, because your father's going to throw you the biggest, baddest fiesta this town's ever seen.
Did you guys hear that?
Hey, forgetting something?
Thanks, Dad.
She licks his cheek.
Whoops. Got it.
A quinceañera? Are you sure you're ready to let your little girl go?
I don't want to let her go. I just want to make her feel special.
Sam sleeps in his uniform. Rachel enters.
Sam? Honey? I'm sure you've had a long day, but these are like 600 count sheets. Do you want to maybe shower? Okay. Sleep well.
Oh, mi amor, I made the doggy bags, and I'm all ready for bedtime.
Oh, Poppy, you didn't have to do their bags. The chef at school makes their lunch.
That's not school, it's vacation. They'll never have to learn anything for themselves, as long as they're here.
That's why they call it a full-service hotel.
Mi amor, will you come out already? I've been waiting patiently to see your angelic...
She wears a mud mask.
Beautiful, exquisite face.
In the lobby, a sign with Chloe's picture reads, "The Luxury Canine Experience."
Remember, my love, only drink out of your own bowl. No belly rubs from strangers. And if you need me...
Goodbye, Poppy. I'll meet up with you and the party planner after work.
I will count the party planner? What? You don't think I can handle this on my own?
Rosa said everyone at school uses one for their sweet 16.
But this is a
party of a lifetime!
Sebastian!
That's right, everybody! Fasten your chew boutons and let the planning begin! I'm here and I have fabric samples!
At the pool.
And here you'll find our exquisite, top-of-the-line VIP pool for you and your darling Charlotte.
Come look, Charlotte.
You'll have every amenity that you could possibly desire right here at your fingertips.
In slow motion, Pedro watches as a white, fluffy dog trots out.
Ginkgo.
Pedro runs toward her.
Go.
Poolside massages.
You call this a state-of-the-art pool?
They can't possibly expect me to be using the same pool as the likes of such riffraff.
I meant for staff and dogs. You can just ignore this for your review. Miss Charlotte will have her very own royal plunge pool.
Charlotte doesn't plunge. She floats.
Oh.
On a float.
Yes.
Can you imagine what chlorine would do to this gorgeous coat?
Terrible things.
She's a defending champion of the Westminster Dog Show, not some bottle blonde.
Will you
please show us to our room?
Yes, the presidential suite. Mm.
Come, Charlotte.
We expect you'll be most comfortable there. I can feel great.
Pardon, Your Highness? Welcome to the land. Perhaps we could meet at the park for a moonlit stroll sometime.
She watches as he smiles, baring his teeth.
Charlotte.
She runs off. Elsewhere, Poppy runs across the hotel grounds.
Hey, kid!
Lolly, Pep, Lala.
Morning.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
You guys left without me.
It's okay, Dad. You know the way.
Hey, Rosita. Are you forgetting something?
Nope. They have everything we need at school.
Poppy turns and walks alone down the concrete path. Later, Sam lifts heavy bags of mulch as Lenny sleeps nearby. Poppy digs as Sebastian watches.
I think we want a tone that screams quince, you know? That just gets all up in your face and yells, I'm a quince, what are you gonna do about it?
Doesn't the father of the quince get a say in any of this?
Of course. Listen, if we need digging advice, you're our first stop.
Poppy grabs a plant and drops it in the hole.
Well, what if we had little chew toy party favors? You see, Rosa, it's so cute. She carries around this little squeaky squirrel like...
Like an adorable little puppy? Poppy, sweetie, boy chick, she's not your little puppy anymore. The quince is all about letting go.
I know. Can't I just hold on a little longer?
Poppy.
Shh, did you hear that?
They turn and look as a butterfly floats away.
There, Poppy. I'll protect you from the scary butterfly.
Poppy runs off.
Hello, we're talking here.
Sebastian follows. Poppy runs through the hedge again to find the green gate open.
So, we good on the color tones?
What's that rustling? Oscar?
Just close the door. You're freaking me out. We are at the Langham, okay? It's not like some boogeyman is gonna come flying over the...
Hey, you guys. The Langham sure does have some nice flowers back here.
Ugh, I can't afford this kind of stress. I'm gray and wrinkly as it is.
Pedro, what are you doing?
I need your opinion. The rose says I'm a romantic, but the sunflower says I like to party.
Okay, spill it. What's her name?
Charlotte James. Like a sonnet.
Nice, bro. She fixed?
I believe so. But she won't even sniff in my direction.
I hate to beat the piñata of true love, but we have a party to plan. Now, when I think about the color motif, I see fuchsia. What about you, Pedro?
I see peanut butter.
Uh-huh. And what about the centerpiece?
Peanut butter?
Fabulous! You're gonna be a big help.
Poppy eyes the gate. In the kitchen, Rachel polishes a bowl while she watches over the shoulder of another chef as he prepares food.
Let me ask you something. You went to culinary school, oui?
Yes, oui, sir. I graduated from the Beverly Hills Culinary Institute with distinction.
Wow, how impressive. As a distinct graduate, may I offer my advice from an old chef?
I'd be honored, sir.
He smiles, beckoning her closer.
Nobody cares! Go back to work or your potatoes are fried. I didn't quite land that one. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Chef, I'm afraid one of our guests didn't like the risotto.
What do you mean didn't like? This is magnifique. I mean, who doesn't like magnifique?
Amelia James, sir. She found it to be uninspired.
Uninspired?
He smells the dish, then under his own arm.
What would you like me to do?
Okay. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. You're going to take this.
He wipes the edge of a new dish.
And give it to her. Go! Allez! Now! Go! Allez! Pizza! Uninspired. These Americans.
He brings the new dish to Amelia's table.
Compliments of Chef Didier. Our locally sourced heirloom Bloomsdale Savoy spinach, wrapped and folded in layers of handmade artisanal sheets of unbleached grain, caressed in waves of ragusa, Sicilian ricotta, and drizzled with the essence of San Marziano tomatoes, picked at the height of their harvest, and flown in from the Valle di Sarno this very morning.
In other words, lasagna.
Bon appetit.
Amelia smirks as he leaves.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to a very special guest who will now be regaling us on the piano.
Chloe hops onto a piano bench wearing a red dress. Amelia looks on curiously. Rachel pokes her head out from the kitchen. Guests ooh and ah. A close-up of Chloe's paws as they move across the keys. Amelia watches, amazed. The waiter smirks confidently. Rachel smiles from the kitchen. waiter's mouth hangs open. Rachel looks confused as Amelia's jaw drops. In a ballroom.
Music. If music be the kibble of love, play on.
Who said that?
I just did. Listen, for Rose's quinceañera, music is the most important thing. It's the heart, the soul, the paws, the tail, the ears.
I get it.
That's why I've assembled some of the greatest acts in fur today. Canine Inch Nails, Motley Chew, The Fixed. Ready to have your mind blown? First up, put your paws together for Bob, Marley, and me.
Cha-cha, cha-wa-wa, big ears, little dog, cha-cha.
This wonderful Joe-wa-wa, they call it.
Big heart, little paws. A little dog will go a park today.
He need a walk, take him right away.
Him got to smell, got to pee and play.
Chihuahua dog always know the way.
Cha-cha, cha-wa-wa, big eyes, little.
You'll be humming this tomorrow, guaranteed.
Woof. Cha-wa-wa, woof, woof. Big heart, woof. Lot of style.
I remember, pass me a biscuit.
Aren't they wonderful?
I don't think so.
You're right, terrible. Next! Ladies and gentlemen! Poppy, give it up for Black Labbit!
Smoke creeps across the floor of the stage. A dog in a long black wig and sunglasses plays guitar.
I love the black leather.
A Great Dane in a roadie shirt bobs his head to the music.
Ow! Ouch, ouch!
It's just the same three chords over and over!
Hey, man, you tried playing an augmented fifth with free toes.
Fine, but you guys are still booked for my winter formal, right? Two sets, free jerky treats, no brown M&Ms. I got it. Coming up next is... Hound Garden!
Four basset hounds in long-sleeve flannel jump inside a white picket fence.
I don't get it, but they're huge in Seattle.
It's just completely rude.
Yeah, I mean.
It cuts up like 30 seconds into the song. Cuts off.
Yeah, I mean, that's not right.
I don't think they get our music in the colonies.
Next!
Throw your tails in the air for the black-eyed fleas!
Tiny instruments bounce around on top of the stool.
Great guys. They used to rehearse on me. Showmanship.
Next!
Lady Gaga and the Tramp. Oh, please.
Next!
There is no next. You've rejected all of them.
None of them were good enough for my Rosita. We need someone special.
A case opens, revealing a trumpet.
Someone magical.
Tiny paws smooth a black coat.
Someone with soul. Someone unforgettable.
A paw strums a guitar.
In short, we need a miracle.
Buenas tardes.
Who are you?
Please, allow me to introduce myself. I am El Señor Diego Arroyo Montoya de Marengo. This is Humberto Juan Carlos Gutierrez de Nunez, and that's Phil.
Sup?
And we are the Three Mariachis.
Okay, moving right along. Can you cover R&B?
Sí.
Hip-hop?
Sí.
Death metal?
Sí.
Klezmer?
Sí, sí, sí.
Baroque opera?
Vivaldi or Bach?
We'll give him a shot.
The lights go down as they each stand on their hind legs.
Do-do-do.
Sebastian and Poppy dance in their chairs. They play a guitar, an accordion, and a trumpet, singing towards microphones placed above their heads.
It is a miracle.
I love these guys.
Later, Poppy sleeps in his bed. Rosa stands nearby.
Man, those mariachis really wiped me out. How did you get home from school?
I walked.
By yourself? Where are the other pups?
They stayed late to finish the polo match.
Polo match? Wait a minute, with like a pony? How do you even get up there?
I couldn't. Oscar said I was too small, so I got stuck in arts and crafts. I made you a picture.
Poppy walks toward it.
This right here is a good-looking rabbit. Practically a Picasso.
It's a goat, Dad.
Hi, honey. I'm sorry I'm late. I missed you. Hey, where are the rest of the pups?
I want to talk to you about that. I don't like what the pups are learning at school.
Like what?
Like polo. These are not good Chihuahua values. And don't even get me started on this Oscar character.
Honey, the pups love Oscar. He's been nothing but kind.
Yeah? Well, I got my ears on him.
Later.
Remember, Mijos, if you need anything, just bark me. Anytime. No problem is too small. Dad is here. Completely available. And Rosita, don't forget to make Daddy another one of your famous goat pictures.
Goat picture.
What? It was a nice picture.
Poppy sees Oscar sneak off.
What the? Hey! Hold it right there!
Poppy, hey! So great to see you, buddy. What are you doing here?
The question is, what are you doing here? Are you ever with the pups?
Poppy, buddy, relax. The pups are great.
Oscar, come on over. I want to introduce you to someone. Here, boy.
On my way.
Where were you on your way to before? I got a pretty good guess.
A high angle takes us over the green wooden gate where Jenny stands on the other side waiting nervously. Behind her, a black sedan pulls up. A man gets out. Arnie sits on the other side of the fence as they talk.
Does anyone know you're here?
Of course not.
Because I could get into a lot of trouble.
I can't get... high enough. Gotta buy me one of those trampolines. Why is Oscar always hanging around back here? If only you had some way to tell me. Hey, you're getting pretty good at those, man. What's this one?
The branch shows a carving of the gate.
That doesn't sound like Oscar.
Poppy presses his ear to the gate.
We've got trouble. They've hired a new dog at the hotel, and she's here with her pups, and I think... Did you hear that?
Relax. You are doing a great job, Jenny.
Jenny? I knew there was something fishy about her. No one's that perky.
So, maybe Poppy is onto something after all.
Yeah. Which one's Poppy?
Phil, are you even paying attention?
Not really.
Inside the hotel.
Poppy better have a real good excuse because Tardy is not going to plan this party.
Guys, I knew it. That Bernard is no saint. It's Jenny and Oscar. I know it might seem like they're just manipulative, rude, and sneaky, but it gets worse. They're also conniving schemers.
Yeah, they seem real suspect with their balloons and their hugs.
I overheard Jenny talking about Chloe.
Sweetie, everybody's talking about Chloe. Her face is plastered on every brochure in this hotel. Poppy, the Fiesta Fun Train is about to leave the station. Choo-choo! So you can either get both paws on board or destroy Rose's hopes and dreams on the most important day of her life. Totally your call.
All right, I'm on the fun train.
Excellent. Now that we're all playing off the same sheet of music, did everybody bring their dancing shoes?
Huh? Well, this is humiliating. But at least he didn't make me wear sparkly leg warmers.
They're not leg warmers. They're... Ay, Dios mío, they're leg warmers.
Hey, when do we get to eat the salsa?
I gotta get to the spa. Chloe is there with Oscar. I need to... I'm good.
Ahem. 1, 2, 3 eyes on me. And 1, 2, 3, 4. It's all about the motion in the ocean. Feel the beat. Don't feel the rhythm. Try to be one with the music.
Try to be one?
Oh, Pedro, sweetheart, give me something. Give me anything. I've seen pet cemeteries with more life. Come on, people. Let's do a little Fosse, a little Twyla. And salsa, and salsa, and salsa, and chip.
Thank you. Yes, we offer Swedish, shiatsu, acupressure. Yes, we do offer seaweed wraps. Hang on 1 second. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You need an appointment? I'm not sure where the seaweed comes from. Yes, I believe it comes from the ocean. Can you hang on a sec?
Poppy crouches, crawling below the reception desk.
Yes, we do offer mud baths. Will you get dirty?
Still in his salsa dancing outfit, Poppy enters the spa room. He jumps into a nearby mud bath.
Woo! My dogs are barking. That was some workout, huh? That instructor always kicks my tail.
You're really good at downward dog.
Thanks.
Hey! Ah! You might have everyone else fooled with your whistle and your unusually silky coat, but I'm on to you, Buster.
Poppy? What are you doing here?
Mi amor, I was just...
Spying on me?
No! I was just hiding in the mud, listening... to your talk.
Look, Poppy, Chloe and I were just trying to enjoy a nice detox, you know? Exchanging juicing tips and clearing our chakras. But I'll give you two some space to talk things out.
Hasta luego, amigo. What? You don't think he speaks Spanish?
We'll discuss this tonight.
But mi amor!
She snarls.
Right, I was just leaving.
He waddles off covered in mud.
Poor Poppy. Trouble in paradise.
I can't see anything! Everything's green!
Phil! Calm down. You have cucumbers on your eyes.
Oh! Yeah.
She snuck in.
I'm not going to tell
you. It wasn't my fault.
Dad's coming.
Eagles, I've missed you so much.
Dad, our friends are right there.
Oh, I am so sorry to ruin your day with a father's undying love. Hey, where's your sister?
It wasn't our fault.
Ali tried to get it first.
She snuck
we
in.
We couldn't do anything.
The it was too late. Right
we tried to stop her.
I was too far away to do anything.
Hold it. One at a time.
Rosa backs out of the swinging gate, a cone around her neck.
Ay, Chihuahua. Rosita, what happened?
I snuck into Frisbee football.
Who was watching you?
Nobody. That's how I snuck in.
Wait up, hija. Your father is getting too old to chase after you.
Then stop chasing.
Come on, Rosita, come back. Don't you want to see the moves your father learned for your quinceañera?
Never mind the quince. Jenny still won't even let me in the water without wearing those humiliating swimmies. I'll never learn to swim.
So, don't wear humiliating swimmies.
What?
I'm not saying don't wear swimmies. I'm saying don't let them humiliate you.
What do you mean?
In a world of big dogs, Rosita, your papi is pretty small. But instead of letting my size be a disadvantage, I learned to use it. I made the big dogs wish they were small. You are Rosa Cortez. Take pride in what makes you different.
Rosa holds a paintbrush in her teeth. She dips it into a bowl and then paints crossbones in her pink floaties. Lala walks up. Lala sticks a clear plastic jewel on. Later, Rosa wears her pink goggles and floaties as she paddles back and forth across a small pool. Poppy watches from the bushes.
That's my little girl.
In the kitchen.
What did you say to me? You heard what I said. I said I quit!
Quit! Nobody quits! I fired him! I fired you! Yeah, your egg is poached, and you have been replaced by a...
Everyone avoids eye contact.
You, cleaning lady, ici.
I'm actually the sous chef, sir.
Not anymore. You are executive pastry chef, effective immediately. Allez, up.
Are you serious?
Ah, oui, I am serious. I am.
That's amazing. Thank you. Ah. You are not going to regret
it. Are you touching me? Huh? Is she touching me?
No.
Okay. Can you do souffle?
Can I do a souffle?
Yes.
Do birds sing and dogs bark?
Not generally at this hotel, but start practicing and make it good. Ah, we have a gala on Friday, and Miss James likes her souffle. Perfect. Capiche?
Capiche.
Good. Our review depends on it, huh? Good girl. Allez, au travail.
She celebrates, dancing awkwardly. She notices him staring, then tries to play it off.
Oh!
Okay, invites, check. Appetizers, yes. Crystal drinking bowls, oh, fabulous.
Sebastian, listen, is your...
Poppy, there you are. We have got to make a final decision on these linens. Didn't you get my message? I peed outside your door like 6 times.
I can't worry about that right now. Just tell me, is your groomer still next to the police station? Because I need you to give a message to a trusted friend.
Sure, Poppy, sure. Whatever you need.
Thanks, Sebastian. Now I gotta go keep an eye on that Jenny.
Oh, right. Because she's so dangerously perky.
Hey, vatos.
Ay, when will they believe Poppy?
Will it be too late?
I believe him.
Phil, you don't know what we're talking about, do you?
Nope.
Poppy watches as Jenny walks suspiciously through the lobby.
Hi. Hi.
Jenny casually waits by the back office door. Poppy crawls on his belly across the floor. Jenny sneaks inside. Poppy follows.
Sir.
Yes.
You need to see this.
What? Why all these cancellations? Why now?
In the office, Jenny flips through stacks of paper and opens desk drawers. Poppy's tail wags as he watches. Jenny realizes something, then smiles big.
Whoa!
Poppy ducks behind a table. Jenny finds a document under the lid of the printer. Poppy accidentally starts a shoe shine machine.
Hi! Not good.
Jenny stuffs the documents in her fanny pack as Hollis steps inside.
Mr. Hollis! Hey!
What are you doing in here? And what is this dog doing in here?
I heard a crash. And after I heard the crash, I found this culprit. He has a very guilty expression on his face, doesn't he?
Is that my handkerchief?
Hollis picks it up, revealing paw prints.
Do you know this is Hermes?
I just don't think he appreciates fine linen, sir.
Later in their room.
You know, Poppy, it's been hard enough here without getting yelled at by my boss. I really didn't need this.
Sam walks away. Poppy watches him, then joins Chloe at their water dishes. Chloe walks away from him. Later in the lobby, Poppy sits among several magazines and glue sticks.
Okay, let's see what I got. Love will make you do crazy things. Please forgive me. 5 p.m. on the Bridge of Love. Good.
He grabs his homemade card and drops it in Chloe's cubby in the salon. He jumps on top of a table and grabs a flower, then runs back and sets it on top of his card.
Perfect. Now, Pedro. You can do it. Come on, bro. You gotta take a chance.
You know what, Poppy? You're right. I need to give Charlotte the chance to reject me for who I am.
Hit it, boys.
Charlotte lounges on a balcony wearing sunglasses. She walks to the edge to see Pedro singing, the mariachi dogs accompanying him.
De amor a cada momento, eres tan especial, como hueso suculento, a que perita te linda, jamás te voy a olvidar.
Well, I have never been serenaded by a pit bull before. In a bow tie.
Is that good?
Well, she's still here.
Pedro smiles, baring his teeth.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Dios mio.
She walks away. In the kitchen, Rachel carefully pulls her souffles out of the oven. She She sets them on the counter and breathes in their aroma, then smiles, beaming with pride. In the garden, Sam trims hedges, wiping sweat from his brow as Lester sleeps in a wheelbarrow.
Lester!
What?
What?
What do you think?
Oh. Oh. It's finished. It's sublime. It's beautiful. Sam, we did it. Oh, we did it.
Okay, all right.
We did it. Oh, hey, do you mind taking down that netting before you head off? And wrapping up the hoses?
You got it, Sam.
Good night, Lester.
Good night, Sam.
Sam grabs his bag and walks off. Lester joyfully towards the now beautifully manicured garden. Later that night at the large pool, Rosa walks to the edge wearing her goggles and floaties.
Okay, Rosa, this is it. You've mastered the little pool. You can do this.
Does this look like a puppy pool to you? Because it doesn't look like a puppy pool to me. Do you see any other puppies? Oh, look. No puppies. Honey, check the VIP tag. Besides, aren't you a little small for such a big pool?
I'm big where it counts, ma'am.
Oh, that is really cute, honey, but you don't belong here. So go on, scram, chew.
Rosa runs off. Charlotte admires her reflection in the pool.
Oh, well, aren't you a beauty? You don't look a day over 7, if I must say.
Oh, no, my tag. Oh, but I... Doggone it! I can't believe this.
Her VIP tag sinks to the bottom, elsewhere.
Everything is perfect. How could she not forgive me, right, Arnie? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd forgive me. Hey, Oscar. Oscar? Hey, man, where you going?
Relax, little dude. You shouldn't worry so much about me. You should be worrying about you and your family.
What's that supposed to mean? Hey! Hey, come back here! Pedro?
Here, Poppy. I brought you a centerpiece for your picnic.
Hello?
Hello. I brought you a centerpiece for your picnic.
Arnie drops a newly carved branch.
Oh, hey! Got a new one? Pedro, check it out! He's got like a whole collection here. What is that, a whistle? Wait a second! Jenny? The gate? Oscar! Arnie, you're a genius.
Where you going?
The gate. That St. Bernard is up to something. I knew it. I'll be right back.
No way I'm letting you go in there without backup.
Arnie and the mariachi dogs run toward the picnic blanket.
We'll just have a taste. Bobby won't even notice.
The man from the Montague Hotel waits outside the Grain Gate.
This is it, Mr. Montague. Tomorrow's guest list. Celebrities, senators, dignitaries, all the VIP guests for the Garden Gala. So I gotta go.
Hasty now, aren't we?
What else do you need?
What I need is to protect my multi-million-dollar venture. And that means making sure that the Langham's little gala hits a few bumps in the road.
He flashes an envelope full of money and hands it to her.
This? Jenny is out to ruin the gala.
I guess you're not crazy after all, Poppy.
Thanks a lot, bro. Ay, chihuahua. Mi amor, you are poetry on pause.
I was so looking forward to our romantic dinner. Why are there 3 mariachis eating it?
Chloe, I can explain. Wait, did you hear that? Someone's in trouble.
Rosa runs to find Charlotte flailing in the pool.
Anybody? Somebody help!
The deep end.
Help me! Somebody! Please. I can't swim!
Come on, man, let's roll!
That sounds like Charlotte!
That sounds like Rosa! Ah, I'm caught! The sun has got me! It's a snake!
It's a hose! Who ever heard of a snake in the garden?
That's why they call it garden snake! This is where they live!
Slow down!
Something big and ugly is chasing me!
That's me! I'm trying to slow down!
Pedro, why are you chasing me?
Poppy, you got the hose! Poppy, this
trees here.
It's a garden. Guess what? These grass trees.
Pedro, you don't do well in crisis.
Okay, there goes the statue.
I never liked that statue. Pedro, it got me. I'm stuck. Pedro, get me loose. Get me loose. Let's go. I'm coming, Rosita.
Who's tall? Bet you've gotten ugly.
They leave Sam's garden a wreck as they run off. An underwater angle shows Charlotte struggling. Rosa watches from the edge.
Help! Somebody help!
Rosa runs toward an inflatable duck and pushes it into the pool.
Here! Grab this! I can't swim!
The duck stops before floating all the way to Charlotte. Rosa backs up to get a running start. Slow motion as she leaps from the edge. A low angle under the water shows Rosa swimming across the pool. Rosa reaches the duck and pushes it across the pool with her nose. Hotel guests watch from the balcony as Charlotte climbs into the duck and Rosa pulls it toward the edge by the rope. Poppy and Pedro run up to find Charlotte and Rosa soaked and laying on the pool's edge. Pedro grabs a towel.
Rosita, are you okay?
I'm fine, Dad.
You're shivering.
Thank you. You're very kind.
You have a lot of explaining to do, young lady. At the pool? At night? Without swimmies?
You're the one who told me to get my paws wet.
Not in the deep end. I don't go in the deep end.
I didn't have a choice, Dad. You have to believe me. Tell him. Tell him what happened.
I lost my tag and I was just reaching for it and
I'm telling you, Mr. Hollis, it was terrifying. I could hear them all the way from the kitchen.
Charlotte!
What were you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, late night snack.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, Charlotte. Oh, come on, Charlotte. Oh, baby. Oh, honey. We're going to take good care of you. I never in a million years could have fathomed my 8-time award-winning dog accosted by mutts at the Langham.
Miss James, please. We'll have Charlotte groomed to perfection at the spa. She won't even remember this happened.
She might not, but I certainly will.
I assure you. Those animals will be dealt with accordingly.
What do you think he means?
Rosa, go to your room. I will take care of this.
This isn't fair.
Now. What?
Boss, we got a bad situation here. We need to get
I'm
you...
with a very important guest at the moment.
Sir, the new gardens have been destroyed, and both kitchen freezers have broken. We need you.
Come on, Charlotte. We are going to pack, and we're going to go move into the Montague in the morning.
Miss James, please, wait.
Gentlemen, I didn't quite get a chance to explain.
I think she likes me.
Hollis walks toward Pedro and Poppy. Jenny starts to speak, then stops herself and smiles. In the kitchen, Rachel picks up a fork laying next to her soufflés, each of them deflated.
Oh, la, 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 mais qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Mais why did you punch holes in the soufflé with a fork? What culinary school did you go to?
No,
give me the name and I will have them shut
something
down.
Something is wrong, chef.
Yes, we agree then.
No, they were perfect when I pulled them out of the oven.
These soufflés, I insult to soufflés everywhere.
I
mean, no, this is the worst.
You,
my girl, your soufflé has been punctured. Give me your hat. Allez. Now. Adieu, mademoiselle. Dehors.
She leaves. Sam sits inside Hollis's office.
I presume you know why you're here.
Yeah, I take it you've seen the gardens, sir?
I'm afraid I have.
What? Is it the succulents? Because I can take those out.
Sam, they've been destroyed and covered from bush to bush with paw prints.
What?
He points to Poppy and Pedro sitting on the floor behind Sam.
I'm afraid you've left me no choice, Sam. You're fired.
Does this mean I won't get to see the peanut butter closet?
Inside their room.
But I was just getting good at Kong Ball Croquet.
I am not leaving this hotel without Carol. My paws have never looked better.
This isn't fair. We didn't do anything.
They all look at Rosa.
Hey, no paw pointing. Rosa, honey, what happened out there?
It doesn't matter. It's not like anyone would believe me anyway. Kinsay or no Kinsay, I'll always just be the runt of the litter.
She grabs her toy and jumps onto her bed.
Mi amor, lo siento. About our date. Getting, you know, interrupted.
Hello?
Interrupted.
Hello?
Chloe Winthrop Ash?
Cortez, actually. Have we met?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I came to the wrong room anyway. I'm just looking for that family with the mischievous little pups. Have you seen them?
Come on in.
Rock-a-bye puppy in the treetop. When the wind blows.
You mean those are your?
My five VIPs. Very important puppies.
When the bow breaks.
Listen, as soon as they fall asleep, come meet me at the restaurant.
But it's closed.
Being a VIP has its privileges. And hey, bring the big one too. Kind of cute. Although he might want to stick to his day job.
At the restaurant?
And that's how Rosa saved my life.
Wow.
Our Rosa, a hero. I am so proud.
To Rosa!
To Rosa! Rosa.
They drink from their milkshakes.
That girl's got no fear.
And I got no clue. I can't believe I doubted her. I was so pig-headed and close-minded and... Feel free to stop me when you disagree.
You're starting to win me over. Go on.
Corazon, I just wanted to believe that Rosa... That you all still needed me.
Poppy, we always will. That's one thing that will never change.
You couldn't make a grown duck cry.
How sweet as that is, honey. Amelia's taking us over to the Montague first thing in the morning.
Then let's get to work. We gotta fix those gardens, because that's where we're gonna throw the greatest quinceañera ever.
But Poppy, how? We're supposed to be out by tomorrow morning.
Let's just say this old dog knows a few new tricks.
Well then, we'd better fuel up.
Later that night, a security guard warily patrols the gardens. He moves toward a rustling in the bushes.
Whoa! Hey! Hey. Officer, everything under control?
Delgado nods.
Don't scare me like that.
Delgado, thanks for coming on such short notice.
I got your message. Anything you need, Poppy.
Sebastian, you came.
Ugh, as if I didn't have to battle huge bags under my eyes already. All right, everybody, let's divide and conquer!
A security guard takes a bite of his sandwich, then reclines. He pushes his hat over his eyes and folds his arms. On the black and white monitors at his desk, we see the dogs running throughout the grounds. Chloe and Pedro open a sliding door. Outside another door, she takes her VIP badge in her teeth and holds it to a lock. The door swings open, revealing an entire room filled with peanut butter.
It does exist.
In the garden, Chloe and Poppy each take an end of a string of brightly colored flags and pull them tight. Charlotte drags a string of brightly colored lantern lights across the lawn. Pedro uses his teeth to roll up a hose, then slides a large ice block along the path. Poppy drops purple flowers into holes in the planter, then drags another plant across the grass. Arnie licks the ice block, and as we pan to the right, ice chips start to fly. Wipes reveal a majestic dolphin statue carved out of ice. Pedro and Charlotte use a rope to pull one of the fallen trees upright. Chloe lays a tablecloth on a dark wood table, then adds flower centerpieces and tiny sombreros at each place setting. Pedro pulls a flower from a plant and walks towards Charlotte, then drops it at her feet. She picks it up with her teeth. Later, as dawn breaks...
I came, I saw, I decorated.
A high angle shows the immaculate garden, beautifully decorated.
They are
actually pulled it off. Boys, looks like we got ourselves a cake.
This party's gonna be great. I hope there's music.
Oy, Phil. Phil.
Yeah?
Later, Arnie holds one end of a rope while Poppy stretches it across a path near the green gate.
Pedro, are you in position?
Affirmative. Are you sure you want to go through with this, Poppy?
What are they gonna do? Kick us out?
Shh, they're coming.
Keep quiet, Oscar. There's no one there.
Now!
Jenny falls face first into a shallow pit.
Peanut butter?
Ha! Is that the best you can do?
Pedro?
Peanut butter! Get your peanut butter! Freshly churned peanut butter over in the South Garden! Peanut!
A small dog in the yoga studio runs off. A large dog in the lobby jumps off his chair. Dogs from across the hotel break into a run.
Peanut butter?
I think it's that way.
Is it free?
It better be for what my room costs.
A herd of dogs run across the lawn as Jenny climbs out of the peanut butter pit.
Wait for a grooming.
Paulus arrives.
What on earth is going on? Get out of here.
The garden gala starts in 20 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Hollis. What? You saved my life. You're a kind man.
So I've been told.
Poppy grabs a file folder marked confidential off the grass.
What's this? All our classified guest information. Jenny, where were we taking this?
Nowhere. I swear, it was just... It was a chihuahua.
What is going on?
Pedro?
Pedro pushes the gate open, revealing Montague hung up by his feet. Delgado holds the rope in his mouth.
Montague?
Jenny, tell them. Tell them how I just like to come back here and sniff the roses.
So this is how they managed to poach our clientele. I should have known you were up to something. No one's that perky.
Hello? That's what I've been saying all along.
Hollis kneels down by Poppy.
I've misjudged you, Poppy. You're a good man. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, you got your moments.
They shake hands.
Poppy, you were right all along. I owe you an apology.
I'll settle for a kiss.
She licks his cheek.
Will you please let me down?
Later, the puppies sleep in their room.
Psst. Psst. Rosita.
What's going on? What's that?
Hey, a little something your mother picked up for your quinceañera.
Quinceañera? But we're moving out. How are we going to...
It's just going to be a small family affair.
There's a little something in the bag for your brothers and sisters, too. Oh, and if Poppy Jr. gives you any trouble about it, show him this.
Poppy points toward a frame with a picture of him in a frilly blue tuxedo. Chloe and Poppy leave.
No, it's okay. I completely understand. I love you. Bye. Well, Aunt Viv rented the guest house. But I guess on the bright side, there are worse streets to sleep on than Beverly Hills.
I'm sorry, Rach. I wanted to start a life of our own.
Sam.
It's my fault. I was the one that pushed for the move.
Sam, you gotta see this.
She looks out the window. In the garden, a Great Dane dressed as a waiter carries a drink tray strapped to his back. Several dogs wander around the decorated garden. Poppy wears a pink necktie.
It's like an angel fell from heaven.
Chloe arrives in a pink dress.
And grew fur.
Places, everybody! The quinceañera honor court are coming.
Charlotte and Pedro use their noses to unroll a red carpet.
Everyone's going to make fun of me.
I think it looks very chic.
Yeah, if it were 1972.
Don't worry. Dad said it's just going to be a family thing.
Rosa drops her toy and runs off. The puppies follow.
Presenting our quince, Rosa Cortez. and her honor court.
The puppies walk down the red carpet. All the dogs from the hotel watch.
Wow.
Oh, isn't she pretty?
Oh, she's adorable.
I love the dress.
Oh, my gosh, Rosa's all grown up.
Who is the designer?
Oh, look at Poppy Jr. in his suit.
Need a tissue, bro.
Just a bug in my eye, that's all.
Rosa runs toward Poppy.
Move over.
Chloe picks up a small tiara in her teeth and places it on Rosa's head.
Rosa, before we go any further, I got one more little surprise. Amigos!
From all over the garden, Rosa's puppy classmates jump out and run toward her, all wearing custom floaties on their arms.
I may have mentioned to a few pups how you saved Charlotte.
Why is everyone wearing swimmies?
The question is, why aren't you?
I can't believe all of this is for me.
Rosa, you're not only the bravest dog I know, you are also the coolest pup in school. So go on, sweetheart. Soak it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for the brindis, the traditional toast of the quinceañera. Sorry. Given by the father of the quince, Señor Papi Cortez.
Friends, family, today we celebrate the quinceañera of Rosa, who I am so proud to call my daughter. Rosa has shown determination in the face of adversity and heroism in the face of danger. She was given peanuts, and she made peanut butter. And most importantly, she stopped listening to everyone who told her what she couldn't do and started listening inside to discover all that she could. She even taught her old dad, there's a time to hang on and a time to let go. And she didn't need this party to become a true quinceañera. She already was. To Rosa!
To Rosa!
To Rosa! To Rosa!
All the dogs bend down and drink from their water dishes.
To Rosa!
This isn't the Goldberg Bar Mitzvah.
This is like the coolest party I have ever been to.
Dad, is it too late for us to become quinceañeras too?
Oh, Pep, it is never too late.
Sam and Rachel walk across the grass toward the garden.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
But how?
Sam, we never got to tango, did we?
What? Huh? No, I guess we didn't. I'm sorry, Rach.
Don't be. Listen, dance.
Rachel drags Sam away.
I told you not to order the huevos rancheros. We're late for the gig.
Sam watches the mariachi dogs run past him as Rachel drags him to the dance floor of the human garden party.
Excusez-moi. You are my foot, buddy. That was my toe. My toe.
Mademoiselle, executive dishwasher chef.
Rachel.
It's a mob scene. It's a mob scene. This is the biggest gala in the Langham's history. And I need your help. Please.
I'm going to need that hat.
Matuk?
Mm-hmm. He points toward his own chef hat.
Oh, okay, you can have my talk.
And my job?
Yes, let's go. Come on, let's go. Rachel, on y va. Allez, Chef Didier coming through.
Chef Rachel, chef Didier. Coming through.
No, sous-chef Rachel.
I've got the hat, chef.
No, mine is bigger than yours.
It's not like Charlotte to disappear.
Miss James, don't worry. I just saw her back here.
Amelia runs outside. A porter points her toward the grass where Pedro and Charlotte each hold one end of a bone pillow.
Must have been a pretty big reward, huh?
Reward for what?
The little chihuahua. The one that saved your dog.
Excuse me?
Out in the pool. Didn't you hear?
Take my bags back up to the
Police lead Jenny away, still covered in peanut butter.
But who will take care of the dogs when I'm gone? Officer Sims? They're the ones who will suffer. Is that what you want? To punish innocent little doggies?
I've never seen that woman before in my life.
Tell it to the judge.
Oh, okay.
Watch your tail.
I can't go to jail. I've never even been crated. I can't take enclosed spaces. Come on, throw me a bone here. I'm innocent. Oh, come on, man. If the collar don't fit, you must have quit. You want an alibi? I can give you an alibi. I got as many as you want. I can't eat prison food, man. I got a gluten-free kosher diet.
Sam holds a drink overlooking the garden.
Mr. Cortez. Well, I don't know how you did it, but these gardens are nothing short of exquisite. I hope you accept my apologies, along with a permanent contract with the hotel.
Are you?
Sam hugs Hollis.
Sure, go ahead. Just the once. All right, don't touch me anymore.
This one is for Rosa.
Charlotte sits up on a bench and looks at Pedro, then smiles big, baring her teeth. Pedro does the same.
Thank you all so much for coming to our fiesta today, especially those of you who slept all the way from the 90210. I promised myself I wasn't going to cry. That wraps up the quinceañera of mi hija Rosa.
Dad, aren't you forgetting something?
Forgetting something? Rosita, I got the band. I took salsa lessons. We decorated the garden. What did I possibly forget?
This.
She licks his shoulder.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet. I think I'd like to have some puppies soon. Hmm?
That's not all you forgot. Now that Sam got his job back and we can stay, now that Oscar's gone, they need a new teacher at school. You didn't ask who's been chosen to replace him.
You mean?
Congratulations, Professor.
Awesome!
I'm sitting in front.
Now we can get our paws wet.
I want to learn to salsa.
Yay!
Chips.
You're gonna be the best teacher ever.
Poppy likes.
Goodbye, Polo. Hello,
now we can mask your pee.
And
now.
So the Cortez family lived happily ever after. At least until Pedro got a VIP tag and locked himself in the peanut butter closet. But that's another story.
You really stepped up to the bowl today, Poppy.
Sebastian, don't let him pack up that margarita machine.
Poppy, you're a good dad, a good friend, and a good dog.
A high angle takes us over the top of the rose-covered arch. Fade to black as credits roll. Black Labith dog appears as credits continue to roll.
They don't appreciate classic dog band music here.
That's, you know, what I'm saying.
Like, I'm talking about P-52s, the Rex Pistols.
Oreo Tail Wagon.
Yeah, yeah, good band, good band. New Odor.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Iggy
right.
Pop.
Is it a little violent on stage?
The Fur Flu, but that was, you know, part of the magic.
Collie Parton is one of my personal favourites.
Not into the country so much. Myself, but yeah, I respect her.
No, you don't know what you're missing. And
I mean, a lot of furs, big fur, like,
huge,
blown out every night before she goes on.
Cold spay.
They got a little to the treats in the later years.
Yeah, it's true. Up to like 30, 40 treats a day. Actually, yeah. It ruined them.
You know, Cheap Tick,
Earth, Wind and Fur.
You know, Rage Against a Vacuum Cleaner.
Great band. Do you see that?
Hey, nice tail.
Fancy a bit of that.
Que no es así de sencillo, ganarme nuevo me afecto, que mi amor ya tiene un peso.
up as credits continue to roll. Hollis smiles as he observes the party going on around him. He unbuttons his jacket, loosens his tie, and sits down on a bench. He looks down to see Arnie licking his shoe.
Well, hey there. Who do you belong to?
No one, huh? Yeah, well, I know the feeling.
He takes his handkerchief out of his pocket and wipes Arnie's drool away.
There, there, boy. At front desk, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
I have a dog here who's going to be needing a new hotel tag.
What room, sir?
Which room? Manager's suite.
Yes, sir.
You are a handsome devil, aren't you?
Fade to black as Arnie looks up at Hollis. Fade up to Poppy.
Every pet deserves a loving and permanent home. So when you choose to adopt, please adopt responsibly. Gracias and thank you.
Despídete de ayer, es un día de fiesta, ya es toda una mujer. Hoy vas a brillar, bella como el sol. Conquistar el mundo que te espera sin temor.
Llegaste aquí para vivir
y realizar tus sueños.
Ven
a celebrar y a disfrutar.
You'll be humming this tomorrow, guaranteed.
The Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo.